All right. Hello. I'm doing it. We're doing it. I have been debating for months now if I should come up with a podcast. And I just drove home from my pickleball class. And I was just thinking of all the thoughts that I have in my head, which I feel like are pretty relatable. And just thinking, why don't I just start it? Why don't I just do it? So I'm currently sitting in my apartment parking lot, and I'm doing this podcast in my car because it is the most quiet place. So yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of excited. It's also probably gonna be super cringy listening back to this and telling people to maybe listen to it if they want, but I don't really care. Oh well, screw it. I guess to start with, I think that many of us throughout our day, whoever we talk to, maybe even to ourselves, we just have thoughts, or we read things or we see things that people text us or that we see on social media platforms, and we think, too true. That is so true, or so relatable. Like, I'm literally going through that. I know someone who's going through that. And that's why I'm naming this podcast, Too True. Because honestly, each of us go through things that we can relate to one another, and it's too true to be true. Not to play on words there, but anyways, I was just thinking as I was driving, how do you adjust to the unexpected? How do you get over a change in your plans? How do you move forward? How do you know what to do? What are you supposed to do? There's so many things that can go within this thought, this bubble idea. You know, do you remember ever making those diagrams? It's like the webs, the web bubbles, like in first or second grade. And you have this main idea, and then just a million other things just spread out from that one idea. And that's realistically and honestly how my brain feels right now. I've had this plan to go to hygiene school, and that, you know, putting in hard work and everything, that I would honestly just get there, which is so self-centered and honestly, you know, slightly unrealistic, because there's so many other people who are so amazing and so good at things, and they don't get accepted either the first time. And so that's honestly what I've like come to, is like the unexpected, you know. That could be being rejected in a relationship, that could be turned down for a job, being laid off from a job, being declined from a program, being able to not realistically know where you're going financially, trying to regain your health and your mental health back and keep having mistakes happen. Maybe spiritually you're just repeating the same thing again and again, and it just feels like it's never, ever going to change. And that's honestly like the biggest thing that I think we all don't want to talk about, because of the fear that's associated with it. And as I was just thinking, you know, how do we deal with the unexpected? And I think the biggest lesson that I've learned as I've constantly thought about it is trying to see your growth from the unexpected. That's why unexpectancy is so hard, is because it pushes you to grow so far. There's so many ways that you can change, that you can grow, that you adapt to be able to be prepared for the next plan to come. And I'm a very strong believer in God. And I read this quote literally this morning, which felt like such a sign and something that I needed to hear and remind myself of, is God already knows your next chapter. He already knows it's what's going to happen before you even do. And that's the hardest part, is having faith and trust that whatever's going wrong, whatever's changed that you weren't planning on, that it will work out for the best, for the benefit of you, for who you're going to become. And that's what I've just had to keep telling myself. The unexpected is going to make me a better person. The unexpected is going to help me become. And so that's the second part of what I'm trying to figure out, and that I think we all can work on figuring out, is who are we wanting to become? Who are we trying to become? And once we can find out that identity of what we want, the unexpected isn't so scary anymore. It doesn't instill fear into us and into the idea of talking about other possibilities and other plans and things that change to other people, because we know who we want to be. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Just how you like teach yourself when you're literally talking. But that's honestly what I just wanted to like leave with you. I know it's a super short and I'm just kind of messing around with these podcasts, just kind of teaching myself as I'm talking, but that the unexpected doesn't have to be scary. That's my claim. And why? Because there is a better plan that will always work out. Things will always work out if you keep moving forward. Too true. Too true. Anyways, I hope y'all have a great day and talk to you next time. Thanks for listening if you listened. Anyways, bye.